This is Caroline, broadcasting on 319 metres in the medium wave band. I'm Roger Matthews, standing on deck of the Mi-Amigo at the moment, and giving a kind of guided tour. It's pretty can't be out here to wander around with me, but this is the next best thing, I suppose, me telling you what it's like, basically. Move down the deck now, to about the mid-position. No, that's splashed by a wave then, actually. Now I've got to move on a bit further. Down about the mid-position, we're standing right next to one of our diesel pumps on deck for moving fuel and water and things around. And behind that, all the gas bottles. A lot of the cooking is done with colour gas. And there's, let's see, one stove and an oven, which is colour gas, and then there's one double ring effort, which is electric. So we get the best of both worlds out there, gas and electric. Moving back a bit further now to the engine room. You can probably hear the noise of the engines building up around me. There you go, you see. Good job, this mic's pretty directional. And poke my head down into the engine room now. And let's see what we've got below. We've got a seagull's eye view of the engine room. And down the right-hand side of the engine room, we've got, at the back, we've got the small generator, well, the medium-sized one, the eventual, and then a bit further forward on the other side, there's a big generator, the one which is running at the moment, and you can hear thundering away. And then on the right side again, right at the front of the engine room, there's the third big generator. Now, that's just sitting there idle at the moment, waiting to be started sometime in the near future, I dare say. And that's basically what it is. Well, at one end we've got the fuel purifier, and at the other end of the engine room, the workbench. That's about what I can see from a seagull's eye view of the engine room. We've got a big hatch, square hatch thing at the top we can just lift up and let the sunshine in. Talking about sunshine, I think it's just beginning to break through the clouds, which rather cheers me up a lot, because I like the sunshine. I suppose you do too. And the clouds do seem to be clearing just a little bit. Oh, great. Maybe we'll have some sun this afternoon. Right, I'm going to move back downstairs in just a moment and maybe describe one or two things, what it's like downstairs, actually, the record library, things like that. Right now, they're going to have a record from the Tramps, from their newest album, and it's called Save a Place, and the album is called Disco Champs.
Radio Caroline.
A bit late, but we're here. Time to take a look at the weather. 5 minutes after 11 here on Caroline, and the weather for today is a chance of rain during the morning with a few bright spells later in the day, and it'll be cooler than of lately with temperatures around 20 degrees centigrade inland, 17 on the coast. Winds will be northeasterly and moderate in force. Right, I've moved down into the actual studio section of Caroline part of the ship, and I'm just standing in the record library at the moment, and quick description of it around, paces it out, 1, 2, 3, 12 feet by about 15 feet, I would imagine, wouldn't you think so?
Yeah.
About that, right. Agreements from Stuart Russell, handling the equipment.
I'm in charge.
Yeah, he's always handling the equipment rather well. Very good. And then down one wall, two walls of it, in a L-shaped thing, there's at the bottom from the floor up, two high are all the album racks, full with albums, and above that, then we go into the single racks for Mi-Amigo, and there, this is four high, and goes around two walls as well. And then right up the corner, we've got the tape library, with those little tapes in and everything, boxes and boxes of tapes, and a few more records up there as well. That's basically what it looks like down here. It's no windows in it, unfortunately. One hatch in the roof, same as the studio. That lets a bit of light in. And up the corner, we've got our stereo setup, and our little radio, and four speakers around, because the stereo is now a kind of quad thing, so that's the best way to describe it. Quite good as well. Well, I'll move into the studio, I think.
Hello.
I'm in charge, of course.
Right, the studio. Quick description of that before we go any further. Right. I'm standing at the back now. Right in front of me, we've got the mixer, a Gates mixer, Gates Studio S. And it's got 27 switches and 5 knobs, if I remember rightly. I counted them all yesterday. 1 meter and 1 hole to put a plug in. And you've got 2 Garrard transcription turntables, one each side of the mixer. And I've been waved at by 2 lunatics. And let's see, on the right-hand side of the studio, 2 Spotmaster cartridge machines.
Yeah,
and, and above them, a cartridge rack filled with cartridges
of
various sorts and that. Next to that, a cassette machine, if you ever want to do anything with a cassette. I know, somebody hit it too hard, I think. In front of that's my tranny. Getting there.
We've been listening to you up the radio here.
Yes, that's my tranny anyway. I don't know that guy in there. And on the left side of the studio, a monitor speaker in the corner. Nice one as well. Good quality. And, of course. And then we left outside of the studio. We've got two Revox tape machines, A77 studio type machines. And below them, we've got a special section for a new record. New albums, which we keep in there, new albums, so we don't have to go digging them out all the time, because the new ones are usually the ones which get played the most. So that's about the basic description of the studio. It's about 8 feet by eight-ish?
No.
8 by 10?
It's 12 feet.
You reckon?
At least. Hold on.
Okay, Mark.
Oh, you put...
Thank you, Mark. You come down here and try and wreck the Caroline Studios.
Whoa.
You're not going to believe this, but trying to pace out the floor to see how wide the studio is, he just ripped the radiator off the wall. Well done, Mark. That's what I like about you, me amigo people. Right. Did you decide how wide it was? Did you decide how wide it was, Mark?
Yeah, 12 by 12.
It is 12 by 12, is it?
Yeah. You have another record?
Looks a bit more crowded than that.
Mm.
Yeah, it smells longer. Nice. Another record from Kayak.